Forget the hype. I'm not into that. Everyone here knows me better than that. I'm not into the hype. I'm about business. So let's get the business done. And now I've got the time. If it takes my trainer, Eddie Hearn, sitting down and discussing plans with Al Heyman, Shirley, and seeing what the future holds, I'm down to ride for whatever, whenever.
So you want that fight with Deontay Wilder? We know that he's watching on our colleagues at Showtime tonight in the United States. So what would your message be to him?
Just like Dylan said, Wilder, let's go, baby! Let's go!
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Yeah, I'm still in my inner Robin Williams right there. How are you people doing? Good morning. Listen, I'm in a good mood. I'm not here to get upset at the fact that we're not getting the biggest heavyweight fight in the world. What for? Because Wilder Joshua was all hype, and the real heavyweight fight is Joshua Povetkin, according to Eddie Hearn. So, I mean, that's what we'll be talking about here.
The fuck's going on here?
I don't know, Eddie. You tell us. You're the one saying that this is probably a more dangerous fight than the
what? Have you lost your tits?
He's lost his tits for sure. Let's go ahead and introduce our counterpart.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I haven't had as much cups of coffee as Ness, but I'll get to it. We're going to clear the air. I think a lot of things has been revealed in a couple of the articles that good sources have written. And there's a couple of things to kind of micro-investigate here because, I mean, should I just get into it, Ness? I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, you know, the managers from Povetkin were already meeting up with Hearns in May. Along the line that all this negotiations and contract stuff was being talked about.
He's absolutely always had the, as football players, right? Like quarterbacks would call the flea flicker option. Like he's in the huddle and he's like, all right, guys, it's looking like Wilder's really going to take this fucking $15 million. It's looking like he really wants this fight. Audible, audible, flea flicker, boom, throw it to the motherfucking quarter, halfback, and a halfback all of a sudden throws a bomb down the street.
Straight to Russia.
Straight to Russia, that's right.
Straight to Russia. I mean, what's going on? I mean, I know people saw, you know, Wilder come on, say his peace of mind. He said he couldn't say too much, but he said enough, I guess. And again, the champion saying that he wanted the fight. They stalled them out, and man, what time is it in the UK right now? I want to talk to my UK crowd right now. I want to see what's on their minds because I think that things are getting a lot more clearer, and I want to see if any of these AJ, aka Protectors, are maybe starting to see the light, or do they still feel?
Well, it's definitely daytime in the UK. It's 1:48 for all our Londoners out there, and here in the tri-state, New York City, Philadelphia, Connecticut area, we're rocking with 8:48 in the morning. Shout out to my boy Cruz out there. It is 7:48 in Dallas, Texas, and a whopping 5:48 a.m. to our West Coasters making a commute with us this morning. Shout out to Mike Gross, definitely with the super chat, making it a super morning. And Cruz offering us a coffee in the super chat with extra cream. I will say this, Cruz, I have no longer been adding cream. It's strictly black coffee for the Gibbs Gibberoni. You can see
it. Two sugars.
Hey, good morning to Tobas Morradello. How you say that, Dumi?
Tobas.
Right there. Tobas. But what's his last name? Morradello? Morradello?
Morradello.
Tobas Morradello? Nest Ass Licker. Thank you. Good morning.
He should be the one to open your fucking eye. The boy Wilder don't want the smoke. Toba. All I hear is aggressive talk with no sense, B. Let me know why you feel like that.
Grant Grunny Ness, you are too biased to be a host. Well, that's why you make your own show, and then no one can tell you shit because it's mine. Mine. Yeah. Oh, you're so mad. Listen, man, Alexander Povetkin's promotional team expect to finalize a deal with Anthony Joshua. Yesterday, we got word that the WBA ordered Joshua to sign a contract with the mandatory title defense against Povetkin within 24 hours. And a lot of shit hit the fan. Shelly Finkel took to World Boxing News. Deontay took to The Boxing Voice. And Eddie Hearn has something scheduled with Coogan Cassius. So I'll just go ahead and continue to rub this in Eddie's face.
Did you see the comments from Deontay Wilder yesterday?
No, what, on The Boxing Voice?
Yes.
It's like he goes on this little channel. That's about all the media he can do these days on The Boxing Voice. I mean.
But we cause ripple effects through the media. Thank you, though. Shout out to World Boxing News, who, quoted us and sourced us in their latest article this morning. Speaking of Deontay and how Deontay spoke about the one-sided rematch clause. Now, you brought up in your early assessment about this and how this has always been looming, how Eddie Hearn had met with Vadim, who used to be the manager of Ruslan Pravatnikov, for those that don't know, and Victor Postol. He really deals with a lot of those Eastern Europeaners. But Vadim and Rabinsky, right? Am I pronouncing his last name right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, they met up with Eddie Hearn back in May, like 14th. So this has always been there. We've always reported this. Like, Eddie has always had this option. I've always mentioned that he would go with this option. And I knew that it would get to this if Deontay proved to be a little reluctant in the negotiations, or a little, firm in his negotiation tactics. I mean, think about it. 12.5 was the first offer, and they only bumped it 2.5 million more. That's what he accepted. 15 million flat fee. Like, I don't know. I don't know that they wanted this fight next, especially not with a deal in
place. Look, the contract didn't have a date, a venue. How do you want this guy to sign a contract without a date and a venue?
Yet, Povetkin has a date and a venue. Povetkin's team knew that they were set to receive a September fight with Joshua. So I'm not understanding. But, I didn't want to make it about that. I want to make it about Povetkin and Joshua, because I know yesterday you mentioned, hey, this guy's pretty dangerous. He can land the left hook.
He is a dangerous guy.
The left hook? Let's talk about the style matchups. Too much do we get caught up in the politics. This is what's happening. We know it now. This is happening. Let's at least preview this fight. I have met Povetkin. I've taken pictures with him, interviewed him. He seems short to me. Joshua, yeah. I have not met, but I've seen him next to people that I have met, and he seems tall in stature. Do you think the height is going to be an issue? I did see Povetkin do extremely well with David Price, who is a very tall guy, but, let's be honest and fair. Fucking Price is not.
Well, let's not just bury Mr. Price so quickly. He was doing all right until he got clipped, even though, he was expected probably not to win, but he was doing all right. Povetkin is the type of guy that he actually does well with these tall guys. He's not afraid to go on the inside, and his gazelle left hook, he hops in with his left hook that's pretty fast, and it knocks guys out. He hit Mark Price with it. So it's not that I don't like this fight. It's not that I don't like this fight. It's just that the way it was made.
Under our nose, behind our back, we feel kind of slighted by it.
Exactly. But it's not that to disagree. I mean, both of them medaled gold, right? They're both gold. So it's
the only thing that Povetkin has that shady pass, but so do I, right? So like everyone's worth a second chance. God says so.
That's right. So I'm going to take it in stride and agree that this is going to be a good fight. I'm not going to say this is a shit fight. Povetkin brings it. You know, I don't know if he's a Takamza height. Povetkin about, but
6'2".
Povetkin 6'2". I don't remember Takam. I could look him up, but if you want to get like a height comparison, you could probably compare those two to see how he faces Joshua on the height, but I don't think it's going to matter much. I think Anthony Joshua is not going to sit here and box.
I think Povetkin. That Takam might be a common opponent with Povetkin. Did Povetkin not beat Takam?
I don't remember.
Carlos Takam is 6'1.5", so you were spot on with that. And yes, Carlos Takam lost 10th round KO to Alexander Povetkin. See, but this is the thing. Povetkin has these big knockouts, but, you know, there's the that dark cloud, that PD cloud is around him, you know what I'm saying? But he has a decent resume. Like, Manuel Char is a guy we know because he lost to Vladimir Klitschko. You know, Vladimir Klitschko we know, and he lost Povetkin lost to him. But Andries Warrick, right? We heard of him. Povetkin knocked him out in 3 back in 2013. Deontay was going to fight this guy back in 2017, and he tested positive. You know what I mean? So, Haseem Rahman, we know him, but he was very old. You know, Povetkin got him, making a name with him, you know what I mean, on his way up. You know, it was 2012 when Povetkin fought him. He also fought Marco Hook, you know.
Then Hoppus,
you know, late with sneakers on, you know, one day replacement and tested positive. You know, we got to say all that. But Ruslan Chagaev, you know, that was a good win for Lucas Brown. And it's another win for Povetkin. So, we'll see what he can do. The thing is with me, like, I lost all faith in Povetkin, not because of the PED scandal, because that happens all the time for him. But the way that he performed in that Vladimir Klitschko fight, it was obviously a better performance than the David Haye versus Vladimir Klitschko, but he's just too short.
He
reminds me of that Jay-Z song. It's like,
arms too short to box with God.
Yeah, arms too short to box with God. It's like, yo, he's pawing. He can't reach, man. And like, Joshua's not only tall, but he's big.
He's
like,
a strong dude, man. He's not a afraid. Dude.
Not backing up and shit like that. Even though that's probably what Povetkin wants.
He fought Klitschko like 5 years ago, though. I mean, what's happened in that amount of time in Povetkin's life to make him a better fighter towards taller people?
Nothing. If we go off resume, because
now, wait a minute. We keep downgrading David Price, but David Price was looking pretty damn good in that fight until he got clipped. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but David Price is a heavyweight Amir Khan.
He's a rangy dude, and he didn't just get clipped once. He got clipped a couple times.
Yeah, but Amir Khan's talented, right? Amir Khan's talented. They're still picking him to beat guys right now. You know what I mean? They want to see him in fights with Earl and Crawford.
I hear that.
David Price is slightly less talented than Amir Khan, but I think that the comparison is spot on. You know what I mean? It's like a good talent, but you're waiting for him to get punched and the fight to be over.
And what's the date? This is happening in Russia, right?
Yeah, September 22nd is the alleged date.
Now, they said 15th. They keep mentioning this 15th, and I don't even know why, because who's going to do that, right?
The 15th was the bogus date.
They still mentioning that bogus date in these articles, so I'm just wondering, like, are they that brazen to do something like that? I mean, the fight's taking place in Russia. I mean, is that really going to affect the fight if it does happen on the 15th? Is it really going to affect them?
I mean, I highly doubt that they do this fight on the 15th with Canelo Triple G taking place on that day.
Terminated.
That's what would happen.
So, wait a minute. Where in Russia? I got to get it. I got to get a city.
Well, no, this fight, I highly doubt it's happening in Russia. They didn't win the purse bid. They negotiated a fight. This is going to happen in Anthony Joshua's hometown. This will be a Cardiff or something. No, definitely not Wembley. They don't have enough time. I don't think that – not that it matters. I mean, this guy sells tickets out in a matter of hours. So,
They mentioned the Olympic Stadium.
Oh, Jay Witte's. Why you got it's 8 a.m., bro. You gang banging on bacon? It's not in Russia, you dickhead.
he gang banging on bacon.
I mean, no, it's fucking breakfast and eggs time. This guy,
right, hold on,
people dickheads early in the morning. Jeez Louise. Where's the love? Listen, if you're joining our stream right now, why don't you hit that thumbs up button? I mean, I don't see how you repeatedly forget this when I repeat it repeatedly.
1 second, brother.
Wembley or Moscow, people are saying. Hearn said Cardiff. That's what Bozo or Bozeface One says. Roadblock. No, what the fuck? Oh, my God. These people's username. I mean, you guys are very imaginative, I swear. Sir Cryptonus Prime, Russian pride. I hear you, my friend. It will not be in Russia. I agree. It will not. It'll be Cardiff. It'll be 70,000. Tickets will sell out in a matter of minutes. But the scalpers will definitely have tickets for you guys. Listen, you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241.
Got me out. All my UK crowd, man, call in, B. I want to hear what y'all got to say, bro. This is already clear now. Povetkin, AJ now. Right under your noses. Right under your noses. What you got to say about that?
But they always knew, bro. All they're going to say is this is Wilder's fault. Why didn't he sign a $12 million offer?
They want to count days. They want to count weekends as days. When you do something on a week, you can't do nothing on a weekend. Business is closed on the weekends. So it's like two extra days he took was on a weekend. So,
dude, but this is the thing. Finkel tells Hearn, we'll send you the contract by Friday, meaning they will have it by Friday. Today is Wednesday, right? Yesterday, WBA says, nah, fuck that. You got 24 hours. So, I mean, come on, dog. It's just a little far-fetched. Like, the shit's coming. Why can't Eddie Hearn turn around and tell the WBA, oh, listen, we just spoke to Deontay's team. We should have a signed contract by Friday. Can we get at least a seven-day extension? Do we have to sign in 24 hours? Do you have to be such a fucking pussy, prick fucking dick? You know what I'm saying?
Playing them reindeer games, bro.
I know. No, but that's all part of the plan.
And by the way, all the money's in the bag.
Dog, whenever you turn down 50...
You just sounded like Bane for some reason.
I mean, if you turn down 50 million only to say, nah, give me less in my hometown because guess what? I need those cheering fans to boost me up because I don't believe I can beat you. You believe you can beat me, so you come across to my country without the cheering fans, and you do it alone. You put on that gladiator mask because you're the true warrior. I'm just hiding behind the 70,000. I mean, that's how I'm reading it. Like, come out and play. Warriors, come out and play. Like, when is that going to happen? You hiding behind your promoter. You know what I'm saying? You're not talking. Like, we got to schedule a Coogan Cassius interview with Eddie Hearn. When the fuck you going to get in front of the camera and say something? You know what I'm saying? Deontay's the people's champion. I don't care what people say. He calls in here. He's on Michelle Phelps. He's on fight. He's all over, bro. He's on SportsCenter alike.
He's accessible. He's an accessible champion. He's
the people's champion. That's what fucking Ali was. Ali was out there rubbing elbows and fucking patting little white kids on the head, you know, fucking up their little shaggy do hair and shit. Where the fuck is Joshua? I never even met the guy. Come on, bro. I'm up Wilder's ass. I'm up someone. You know why I'm up his ass? Because he's up Anthony Joshua's fucking ass trying to get that fight. That's why. Early in the morning. You want a gangbang on bacon? Let's do it.
Call me now.
You know what I'm saying?
Call me now. And you got a couple of, I see the UK fans are up on the chat.
No, they up. But they never call in, though.
B-side problems, they say.
It's like they're all mute, bro. It's like they're right in line with AJ. That's why AJ don't say nothing. They're not allowed to talk. They got to wait for Tanae, right? Coogan going to do the interview with Eddie, and then all the little Eddies are going to start repeating everything Eddie says. All the little Eddies running around.
They waiting for the ammunition to come about.
No, they don't have a vocabulary. They need his words. They don't know what to say.
How do you get out of this one? You know what I mean? You can't. The fight is already done. You're not fighting Wilder. You're fighting Povetkin.
Eddie's a motherfucking ventriloquist, and these little guys are all puppets.
I gotta give it to him though. I really didn't.
Look at Ali, tough guy. Fuck off, Ness. Why don't you call in? But, I mean, call in.
Ali, you got that G right after Ali. You should call in. Stop playing.
Look, look. Ness, the dick riding booty hole. Call in.
Call in and defend your champion. Defend your champion. Stop talking.
They don't know what to say because Eddie hasn't said it yet. They don't know what to say. What's their answer to fighting Alexander Povetkin over Deontay Wilder, who has a belt? What does Alexander Povetkin have? Oh, that's right. Nothing.
Call me now.
Nothing.
Some more. He wanted. Joshua's like, fuck it, man. I want to.
You telling me? No, these guys are like, Ness, why didn't he sign the contract, bro? You telling me? Listen, even if I'm a homeowner, do me, okay?
Word.
If you deal with proof of funds, you have to have a current bank statements. Every 30 days, you got to resubmit damn near anything when you're closing on a house. If you haven't closed in those 30, you need a whole new 30, you know? Everything has a new pay stubs, new everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we got a deadline and I'm like, yo, I'm going to have those pay stubs, so I'm going to have a proof of funds, or I'm going to, whatever it is, I'm going to have it by Friday. Come on, bro. We're talking about 72 hours. Someone can ask the WBA. We can have a sit down with the WBA and say, listen, let's move on if we don't have this by Friday. But Friday, we'll have a done deal. Is that so hard? Do you really want to be known as Gilberto Mendoza, the 72-hour fucking deal killer? Like, the biggest fight in the world, you killing it for 72 hours.
Nah, I'm pretty sure Hearns made him feel comfortable about everything. Like, hey, don't worry about it. This is what we wanted. We're just doing it, what we got to do, just for the cameras. That's all for the cameras. All a show. A show. Nice show. That ended up with no show. Now we get in the show.
Okay, here we go. Tony D, at Doomsday, did we find out what the two revisions were? No date or venue? What else? You know what else? A single-sided rematch clause.
Rematch clause. I mean, how are you gonna ask for
a champion not to have a rematch when a champion automatically gets a rematch?
But you can have a rematch.
Vladimir Klitschko wasn't even a champion Doomsday. He was fighting for, he brought a vacant WBA title to the fucking table and he got a rematch clause. Fucking Anthony Joshua and Deontay and Eddie Hearn were still offering him 20 plus million to come back out of retirement because that's what they want. They want the soft route. You want the soft route? Cotton candy. That's what I see.
He don't want 2018 to go wrong. He want to end it on a good note, bro. They waiting for that.
Good, though. This is good because there's going to be so many more people talking about this, and it's got to be frustrating. There's no way that Anthony Joshua did not see Deontay Wilder's comments. There's no way someone in his camp didn't send him comments of Wilder saying, you're a coward ass bitch.
Man.
Like, I don't know if it's the East Coast thing, but you know, like, that shit don't fly with us.
I think AJ, they got AJ on some shit, man. They got Hearns like on some shit with AJ. He's like, man, you got to eat this shit up and be the smarter businessman. That's, he got the whole business shit going on in his head.
Hey, yo,
he's like, but wait a minute, he's not worrying about his legacy.
No, but like, in the real
people
world,
are going to talk about all of this nonsense.
In the real world, AJ's reacting like a real man, though. Like, in the real world, you don't lash out or physically attack someone that is verbally attacking you. You know, in the real world, he's in a better position than Deontay. He's richer. He's the A side. He's in control. Does he really have to react? And you're lost in the comments.
No. Yeah, no. You know what? Somebody mentioned something. I don't know if Mendoza requested an answer about the Povetkin fight and not ordered that AJ fight Wilder immediately. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
He don't know what he's talking about.
Sorry about that.
Mendoza requested for AJ to sign to fight Povetkin within 24 hours. Go read the article, man. You know, I know it's early. Get the coal out your eye. See who's this page me and why.
Call me now.
Listen, we got a few calls. We're going to head on out to our sponsor. Shout out to El Camino that was tuned in yesterday. That's why it's always beautiful to have the heavyweight champ on the world. You never know when your sponsors are checking. They've been rocking out with us forever. So do yourself a favor. Head on over to El Camino Electrical Services.com and see how they could service you because they're keeping your favorite podcast rocking every day. And, you know, we just turned it up. I mean, you know, hit the thumbs up at least, because it's like, damn, you guys do two shows a week. Now you're fucking doing a morning show every day. Thank you so much, Boxing Gods. Thank you, Ness. Thank you, Doomsday. Thank you, TBV. Can we get that at least in the form of a thumbs up? Sheesh.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to New Jersey, we're going to keep this shit real East Coast until the UK guys fucking call in.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this sufficient. Everybody that's agreeing.
Yo, yo, yo. TBV.
Buenos dias.
Better than my fucking cup of coffee. Buenos dias. ¿Qué pasa?
That's what's up, bro.
This is better than my fucking cup of coffee. I ain't even walk and go get my shit yet, right? But look, last night was an explosive, amazing, entertaining, electrifying fucking show. Because I think, you know, some people, they had it twisted. Maybe, either, you know, they was, you know, suffering from jet lag or whatever the fuck they had going on. They're going crazy. Because anybody that consciously thinks, for any reason, that Wilder is ducking this fight. And I feel like this show was so awesome because as we talked about it, Wilder, I know he heard me. Wilder, shout out to you, bro, because I know you heard the king. Because every time they move, and I didn't think about it when you said it, Ness, it started from not allowing Wilder in the ring. Like, that's the craziest con. If you're trying to build and market the fight, why don't you let the man in the ring? But another cat called in yesterday, and he said that he heard, because everybody hears everything, right? That Wilder had the fight signed with Brazil back in May. So if we take what he's saying, and we take what we know about this Joshua Povetkin shit, that's also going back to May. And I'm trying to be objective, and I want y'all to answer this for me. Callers, Ness, anybody. Is it fair to say, and as much as we love the champ, I know I can speak for myself, were they both just posturing if they both had some shit set up in May, knowing that this fight wasn't going to happen, or was they both just protecting their interests and saying, look, if the fight don't happen with this guy, let me think of a backup plan?
Wilder's backup plan is supposedly Brazil, isn't it, Ness?
I mean, those are the rumors, Brazil. But yesterday, you know, he was talking like, oh, I don't know, because again, he's like, yeah, I really want this. So, you know, if you want to whoop a guy's ass because of some personal shit, you might really want the Brazil fight, but you also might really want the Big Baby fight. He's got personal vendettas with both guys. Big Baby was kind of like very vocal and disrespectful with the wife, now baby mother. And obviously Brazil and him had issues with both families going at each other in the hotel, lawsuits. So that's the only storylines that I see when you're Wilder and you're like, oh, I'm working on something, and man, I hope it happens. I really want, and you're not talking about Anthony Joshua, because look, I'm being realistic. Like, all right, Anthony and Povetkin are gone now. Pulev and Big Baby, they're still there, not there, right? But because Epic won that purse bid. Big Baby gonna get the biggest career fight of his day,
biggest payday.
Biggest payday of his career is like almost 600,000. He might take that plane ride to Bulgaria. I've been talking to his team. They letting me, you know, they real close. So if Pulev bags Big Baby, then you got Dylan White and fucking Joseph Parker off the table. I mean, there's no one. It's Brazil. It's gotta be. Who else is there?
It's Brazil.
I don't even know who he, because the way he had that little wicked, like evil laugh, he was like, yeah, I want. I'm like, damn, who the fuck he talking about? That's why I told him, oh, is it Tyson? Because Tyson Fury was the one getting real vocal. I'm like, oh, is it Tyson? And he like, nah, he got another fight. Then I get an email, Tyson got a fight in August 18th already scheduled on the Frampton undercard, another nobody. And nobody gives this dude shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Am I remembering wrong? The Brazil Brazil's been talked about for a couple months already too. Just
he was brought up a few months back. As a mandatory, it made Dillian White very mad. Dillian White is like, how the fuck is this guy mandatory? That's why Dillian White was like, fuck it, I'm gonna move out of the WBC and go on this IBF train. That's how he ended up that way.
You know, it gives it a little more.
He was supposed to fight Pulev too, hey, but he said he ain't going to Bulgaria.
But it will be a great series of, because remember, we just got to take Joshua and Hearn out the mix because they on some bullshit, man. But suppose we get this Brazil Wilder, and this, and Ness, you're approaching it right. It's like, let's not make it about what we know and don't know. Let's try to speak of the potential possibilities. So what if we get Wilder in Brazil, and then after Wilder Brazil, we get a fucking Big Baby and Wilder at the Barclays. I wouldn't even give a fuck what Joshua does at that point because it shows that he's not trying to really, really fight the best, man.
I mean, Povetkin is one of the, you know, he's one of the scary guys in the division. Like, now that the fight is made, I'm not even going to argue that it's a shit fight. I mean, we all know that, you know, the favorite is actually is a champion, but it's still, it's nonetheless, it's still going to be a dangerous fight for Anthony Joshua.
Especially after watching the Joseph Parker performance. Let's just be real. Like, Joseph Parker is as little as Alexander Povetkin, but moves better, in my opinion. I think he chases and gets out of danger better than Povetkin. Maybe we could sum it up by saying he's a little more athletic than Povetkin, but Povetkin is obviously more powerful, more dangerous, but he also has the dark cloud. But listen, wrap it up. Let me get to some others, and I obviously have a great morning, my friend.
Appreciate it, fellas.
No. I said wrap it up. You can wrap it up. I'm not just going to cut you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. So listen. So fuck all that. Put him in there. Listen, and we've been screaming for it. Put him in there with Mansour. Put him in there with Amir.
Who? Oh, shit.
Joshua. Put Joshua, because I want to see how tough he is. Fuck Povetkin being a dangerous fight.
Wait a minute.
And yet he got up from being knocked down by Klitschko.
I mean, that Girl Scout cookie's got you. You're telling me you'd rather Amir Mansour versus Anthony Joshua than
Povetkin?
Joshua Alexander Povetkin?
Yes, in the United States. His first fight in the United States, Amir Mansour. Yes, absolutely. Atlantic City. Yes.
He will get ridiculed. Atlantic City? You're trying to bring back the.
Damn. Larry Holmes days.
He's fighting Povetkin in fucking Russia.
We don't know that yet. We don't know if it's in Russia.
That shit don't sound crazy to y'all.
It ain't going to be in Russia.
It's going to be in Anthony Joshua's backyard.
Bro, AJ's the A side. That shit is not happening.
Unless they got something special brewing, but no. And Amir Mansour, you know, he is a gritty fighter, tough fighter, but he's on his way out.
Hell yeah, he's like 44. Amir Mansour need to fight somebody like a Povetkin before he get Anthony Joshua. Hey,
exactly.
But I hear you. You know what? That's what they do. Keeping it real, like that's what they do. They'll give you a guy like that as an introductory fight. Like, I mean, look at Danny. Danny had a bunch of little weird fights on his way from 40 to 47, right? I don't even remember who he fought, but it was a lot of shit people didn't like happening but before he officially got to 47. But sometimes that's how they do it, you know? They want you to, you know, they want to be sure that you're ready. But, I mean, man, like I said, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 317-417. You're not a first-time caller, so I'm looking for your name and where you're calling from. I know you called in before, but we're going to make sure we don't have that mistake the next time you call in. So what's up, my friend?
Shit, we are already good, man. Well, Mike Gross calling from Indianapolis, like always.
Mike Gross?
Yeah.
Damn, we got two Mike Gross. That's crazy. You spell your last name G-R?
No. I'm the same one.
What the? The one I've been texting with?
Yeah, man, same number.
How many numbers you got? You got me going crazy. I thought I just wrote this down yesterday. But go ahead, bro. Talk to me.
First off, man, shout out to Amin. I don't know what the fuck you smoking on, bro. But that shit must be hitting the arch in the motherfucker. Amir Mansour. He talking about Amir Mansour for a fucking fucking U.S. debut. I'd rather him give Brazil a damn rematch before he fight Amir Mansour. No disrespect to Amir Mansour, but he got to fight somebody. He got to get back in action before we just give him a title shot with three belts on the line. And my next point, that right there just caught me off guard, man, that whole Amir Mansour shit. But my second point is, man, we got to give Eddie a motherfucking round of applause, man. This guy pulled one of the best magic tricks I ever seen in my life.
He got me.
Got everybody buzzing. Got everybody buzzing. Got everybody talking about it. I'm going to tell you something that struck me yesterday morning. I was watching this show called Get Up. It comes on ESPN from 7 to 10 Monday through Friday. And Jalen Rose, they do this thing where they say, what do you want by this time tomorrow? What will have happened? And he said by this time tomorrow that Anthony Joshua would have been stripped of his WBA title because he agreed to fight Deontay Wilder. Well, Jalen Rose, I do have to apologize to you. Eddie fooled you too.
Fooled us all.
The thing about Eddie, man, he fast talked the shit out of you. But you gotta know, he always got something in his back pocket or his side pocket. And we knew from 2-3 months ago when he brought up Povetkin's name and he put him on the undercard of the Joshua fight? I think it was. Yeah, it was Joshua and Takum. He put that on the undercard. He was just setting it up, man. That's a perfect setup. That's like a layup slam dunk. In basketball, which Ness, I know you don't watch, so you might not know what that is. But
now that ain't no setup. That was a fucking alley oop. Because either way, he was gonna win. He already had David Price on an undercard. So if David Price would have got lucky and pulled the Povetkin upset, he would have been getting an Anthony Joshua fight. I heard the interview, bro.
Peep this right here, though. Peep. Yeah. Peep this right here, man. Peep this right here. Now, Wilder offered Joshua that $50 million, right? How much do you think the Zone gave Anthony Joshua for his rights to the U.S.?
It's a lot of money,
dude. I'm pretty sure he getting chunk of that $1 million because remember it's a $2 million call. I mean it's a two-year deal with the option to eight. And if you could get Anthony Joshua fighting on there consistently, that eight becomes a big option.
You're gonna get eight, exactly. And then another thing is, a couple of months ago, it was a little rumor out that that Joshua was supposed to be re-signing with Eddie for some $100 million or something like that. And there was also
rumors that it was a possibility AJ was going to leave and do his own thing. You know what I mean? You got to give somebody the bag. Probably, you don't want him to leave.
Exactly. So he told. AJ, I'm gonna give you some of this Zone money, and then I'm gonna re-sign you for some of my own money, and then I'm gonna throw you some of this Povetkin money, and then after all that, then we might fight Deontay in March or February. But if that fight don't happen, you might be looking at a Tyson Fury. You might be looking at a Big Baby Miller. If he becomes a mandatory for that belt, he can pull that same card again. Oh, the IBF mandatory, and AJ cares so much about his belt, so he don't want to lose him.
Hearns loves mandatories.
But listen, man, you got to respect that. You got to respect the whole mandatory doing your belt. We respect it with Triple G. And you know what? I want champions to be unified and undisputed. I've told Deontay Wilder a long time ago, why the fuck don't you just get ranked? Get in one of the sanctioning bodies. Right now, I pull up the WBO rankings and Povetkin is in the WBO and the WBA rankings. Number one.
Don't they like not rank champions though in like other divisions?
They don't, but if you fucking pay, I bet you they will. I bet you they will. You know?
Of course. So cool, but Look at
Porter. Porter say it took him $250,000 to get that title shot. I bet you if you pay, you will. You got to get in. If you listen, the only reason he's not in them sanctioning bodies, the only reason he ain't in the sanctioning bodies because he's the WBC champ. I bet you if he pay the fees to be ranked, they will rank him.
I ain't want to get on Porter. That's a whole other thing because he had a title shot that was offered to him by the truth, and he didn't want that. No. I know what it's top
because
said.
People pick and choose. Listen, people pick and choose. So did Anthony Joshua. He was offered a title shot by Wilder. He chose to fight fucking Joseph Parker. Like, it's the way to go. He was offered a title shot by Wilder. He chose to fight vacant WBA old man Vladimir Klitschko. You know what I'm saying? But listen, Mike, let me get to some others, brother. We're going to get that together. I wrote it down. We won't make that mistake again. You know, it'll sound a little smoother. Something like this.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all there not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, quite a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
A cup of coffee in you?
Morning. Listen, bro. What fucking people is Shannon Ness talking about? Are you talking about the lost tribe of Israel? Are you talking about a tribe in the Amazon? Go hell the fuck no, you ain't talking about no USA. Fuck you talking about? It is beloved of fucking England, on Europe, a whole continent. On Africa, Nigeria, fucking another continent. Why they cannot even put 20,000 fucking?
What is he even talking about?
Kid? I think he was warming up to the opinion that Wilder can't fill up a stadium.
I know, but what you I'm so over trying to explain to him that he cannot be heard. Like, it's so sad.
Let's let him try to write. We're gonna bring you back, Georgie. Tone it down 1 second.
He was talking so much, you don't even know that we fucking. We're
going to bring you back just a little bit because you talk so loud, you make the mic crack. That's how serious you are.
I understand feedback. You know audio, bro. You a DJ.
We love you, though.
You make beats, you produce. So think with that brain. Think with the producer's brain that your yelling is causing feedback and reverb.
Let's do this. Let's do this the right way.
I've been telling this nigga the same shit for fucking 5 years.
Let's do it again.
Show up because he know I'm going to smack him. The first time I see him, I'm smacking his ass. That's why he don't go to no events, none of that shit. I never seen him at a fight because he know I'm smacking the shit out of him.
George, let's do this again.
He there. He don't want to talk because he know I'm going to smack him.
I'm here, nigga. You going to shut your fucking mouth? Let me talk or what?
Let's go.
Punk ass punk.
Listen, this man talking about the world is the people's champ. Whose people? Whose?
The American people.
The
UK people.
What are you talking about?
There's people all over the world that
following. Same fucking 312. Same fucking free ticket from Al Heyman. Duke and Pack, no seats. And he just beloved around the world. That's the people's champ. But Mr. Gibbs got the audacity to call this man the people's champ just because he's showing a couple of shows.
Did you know that all of AJ fights shown on the U.S. don't amount to one of Wilder fights shown on the U.S.? Shut your dumb ass up.
Who's
shut
more
dumb ass
you
up?
You know that the fucking number you refer to.
Shut your dumb ass up. Shut your dumb ass up.
Negative.
All right, so let's debate that. We never debated that because I never really cared to. But today, I wouldn't mind making you look more stupid than you normally look. All right? So when you say that the numbers are fraudulent because it was a free weekend on Showtime, are you also trying to insinuate that there was fucking imaginary people in front of fucking televisions that were on? Or was it real people that regardless that it was free, sat there and watched the fucking champion fight? You're such a moron.
Right,
no, they were bots. They were bots in your eyes, right?
You let me talk?
Shut up.
Fucking dig right up.
Shut up.
Let's go. What you got to say about that?
Put this work
listen,
on you.
Listen. When fucking Spence fought, everybody was pushing the 14,000 fucking seats sold. 14,000. That's what BBC at Hammond was pushing. 14,000 seats sold. Numbers come out, 12,600. So you're going to tell me that 1,400 bogus TV no.
Wrong, Georgie. Wrong. 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 Wrong.
Georgie.
You're stating wrong. You're not stating facts.
That shit don't fly with nobody no more.
You're not stating facts. That was a Boxing Scene article written by Keith Idek, who said that there was over 15.
You on video saying that he sold 14,000 tickets.
No, I didn't say 14,000. I said 15. I said 15 because I'm quoting the article. Now, mind you, the day of the fight.
So you're reporting false information. That's what you're saying.
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm reporting from Keith Idek on Boxing Scene. Anytime that we speak about something, we give the source.
Right, what are you reporting? Because you just want to ride the fucking yeah. Demon dick.
Doggy.
Like always.
Doggy, and you, and what do you do? What do you do? You're a turncoat for the popular crowd.
Man, I'll tell you the truth. That's
you're a
right.
Turncoat.
You are putting work on nobody. That's why you're going to punch who? Me, nigga?
So why you don't
you
show
crazy.
Up? Why you don't show up? In 10 years, you
I
ain't never been nowhere.
I don't want to die.
10 years.
With the fucking mouth.
10 years. Jersey, we're going to put you on Border Wars 5, all right? That's it. Start training.
No. In 10 years, he don't show up. You know why? One time we made a bet, and I took his ponytail, right? So he had to send me a video of himself cutting his dumbass fucking hippies 1970 long ass ponytail. This dude that sounds as dumb as he sounds looks that way too. He's probably still trying to grow the dumbass ponytail that I cut. It was like at least to the middle of his back. Give me that. Give me that, because you don't even know how to. You don't know shit about boxing, so we're going to make a bet. I'm going to clip your dumbass ponytail. So after that, we all know what he looks like. So he's never showed up to another fight because of the way that he talks.
Man, Georgia needs to show up at a TBV appreciation night, bro.
He will never. Do you hear the way that he talks?
He got to show up, Georgie. Next time, you got to show up, bro.
For 10 years, he will never. Listen, let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else that he doesn't put in the chat. First TBV appreciation night ever.
Mm-hmm.
TBV offered to pay his flight from Boston to
New York. That's right. I do remember that.
You know what he told me? I can't go if I can't bring my wife. That's AJ tactics. That's why he supports the UK. Like you ducking the world. You don't
he can relate to being non-accessible.
All the shit that he talk, you think he wants to be anywhere amongst the boxing fans that he talks about it? You crazy? It's not only me that's going to smack him. Plenty of people going to jump on his ass. You see the way he uses nigga? They on his ass. He don't want to show up. He don't want to show up. Another chump. I remember another chump used to be like that, wouldn't show up to anything either, but talked a lot of shit on the internet. But you remain nameless. You know who you are.
Ponytails are out of season.
What do we got here? We got 518-512. Damn, I know this number. I should have went to my list first. Don't even say nothing. Don't even say nothing. Let me get at you right. I'm almost there. Hold on. I seen this yesterday. We almost there. I'm gonna mute you before you mess this up, because we're gonna address you properly. Let's find this. All right, Doomy. This is when you do some co-hosting shy talk while I scroll through this endless list of numbers.
Shall I just tune the Jeopardy tune? Yo, Povetkin, Anthony Joshua. Look, we talking all this shit.
Boom, I got it.
Oh,
it's my man Cleve in Albany. What up, baby? Good morning.
Yo, what's up? That's good morning. I just want to get out of this frivolous talk, this boxing bullshit that this dude is talking. You want to talk about the numbers? He won't even let you. He won't let you get the facts out. But I think like people is not looking at it like this. I look at it like this. AJ and Povetkin is a good fight. We knew we was gonna get it next. We didn't want to believe it, but it's a good fight. AJ knows that he can. He has the reach on Povetkin. He can keep him on the outside. And Povetkin knows he has to come in the inside to win the fight. And Wilder shouldn't, he should just he should just move on and try to see if he could fight Tyson Fury. If not, try to see if he can get a pay-per-view rematch with Ortiz. Ortiz beat Brazil and get a pay-per-view rematch with Ortiz by around December. And I think that would probably do good numbers and bring in a good payday. That's my call right there.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in, brother. Appreciate that. Yeah, Dooms, you were saying?
No, I was just going to cut in. I didn't see what you were doing. I had the other screen up. But, I mean, this is about AJ and Povetkin. Regardless of what's been happening, in my opinion now, like, I'm starting to feel like I've just been bamboozled by everybody, because if Brazil was being talked about, you know, months ago, and Povetkin was being talked about months ago, I think both camps already had, like, a plan B in play in case either side screwed the other side in a sense. In the end, like, fuck it, it's happening.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it now.
I'm literally right now, I had a fuck it moment. Just fuck it.
But that's why I said let's talk about the style matchup, because it's happening.
it's already here. I'm not complaining no fucking more. Povetkin had a crazy ass knockout over Price, so you know he looked good.
He hook, line, and singered you with that. That's Eddie Hearn's work. That's why he put him on the undercard. So that shit could be replay in your head and make you think that he has a shot. Bro, he fought the Amir Khan in the heavyweight division.
Yeah, but he's fucking
repeating that, bro. You could just go through his resume and see. He's been knocked out by everybody. Like, for Povetkin to do is no big deal.
You might be right. You might be right in a sense, because
Thompson did it twice, and he's 44 years old. Remember what Luis Ortiz did to Tony Thompson?
I never watched David Price before that fight. I never got to see the guy. Like, you guys had more sense about the fighter than I did until then. But that night, to me, against Povetkin, he looked good until he got clipped. And if he would have not been clipped, I think he would have gave Povetkin a real serious problem. So, I mean, of course, I'm rooting already for the champ.
Okay, you know what you sound like?
What?
The same UK fans that say, well, Khan was beating Canelo till he got clipped. Khan was beating Danny till he got clipped. Like,
but that's the beauty of the sport.
Boxing. That's what happens in boxing when you ain't got no fucking chin.
But wait a minute, I'm not even gonna say that, because he took a couple of good shots, man. It was that devastating fucking shot that just ended him. And any guy could get taken out on any given day with that. Don't matter who the fuck you are, you get clipped.
Any given Sunday, gun plays optional. Have a niggas want it like soda, so however do you want it?
Damn, call you bacon gangster, but
crazy, man, like mad Jay-Z quotes in my head.
Now we got this fight going on. It's happening on the 22nd. I doubt this shit happening on the 15th.
Yeah.
And for us, it's a great fucking month of boxing. We got Canelo and Triple G that month.
We got AJ
the following fucking week. So,
and I think Povetkin would at least test them. I got to go back and watch the Vladimir Klitschko fight, because I'm pretty sure he shit the bed. And I hope he didn't. Listen, let's take this call real quick. We're going to go out to the 856-553. Today, we're going to know your name and where you're calling from forever. What's up, brother?
What's going on? This is Head of Gut Nice, Jersey.
Head of Gut?
I'm going to just tell you like this, man. Head of Gut Nice, daddy.
Right.
I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. Listen, real fast. I'm at work. I drive a cement mixer. I got to be quick. Ray Charles can see this shit, man. Eddie Hearn's trying to get a couple more ducats before his cash cow is out of there. That's why he's taking the Povetkin fight. He knows there's no way out. He has to fight this Wilder dude, because Joshua already got all the belts. You have to fight. It's about unification. And when have we ever seen a mandatory come before a unification? That doesn't happen. You see what I'm saying? So it's the machine and powers that be behind closed doors. They trying to help Eddie Hearn maintain what he got. Because let's be honest, over in the UK, Frank Warren got it on lock. He got all the champions. Eddie Hearn ain't got nobody. He got Joshua, the highest paid dude from over there, whatever. So once Joshua goes down, Hearn is done. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? He has to take this Povetkin fight take whatever 20 million or whatever they getting from that so that he can counteract and go out with some change, with some type of money. After that, I don't know what he going to do.
Mm.
That's my opinion on the situation.
Definitely makes sense.
Thanks for calling in, my friend.
When has a mandatory been before unification?
Never. I mean, not never, but what the better way to phrase it is that unifications get precedence over a mandatory, and the sanctioning bodies usually allow it to happen. But head of gut, I know you in a cement mixer, baby. Hold it down. Hold it down. Trucker life. Trucker life, baby. Hold it down. We got this. But yeah, man.
What the fuck's going on here?
We did it. We did it, Doomy. It's time to get up out of here.
Have you lost your tits?
Another morning show. Another successful morning show. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. Future, present, past. Eddie Hearn, is it true or false? Wilder, Joshua, all hype? Povetkin, the real fight? Yeah. You know, I forgot to even say that those were Eddie's quotes, right? Eddie's saying that the Wilder Joshua fight is all hype, that the real fight is Povetkin and that he's dangerous. We didn't even get into the quotes. That's sad. That's what we do in the morning. We're fucking high. We're baked. But at least you guys had fun, right? Maybe, hopefully. I mean, you had Georgie and that craziness early in the a.m.
Man, I wanted more of my UK callers to call
me. I want more Chris. Chris, man, they people are excited, bro. People are, like, sending me clips of Chris's call. At me and shit like, yo, what's wrong with this guy? Yo, the sponsor hit me up. It's like... let me text. Let me see what was the exact text. It's hilarious. I mean, hilarious in a weird good way. Oh, he says, "Oh my fucking god, Chris from ATL," with the emoji with the eyes like a dead face. You know what I'm saying?
Cheerio.
Chris was he was on something for real. He was on one. He was on one. Oh, Curtis Cooper says, "Boycott the zone. Why?"
What's wrong with the zone? They streaming is bad? What's good?
I don't know.
Andy
C, we love you too, my friend. He says, love this bias show. I enjoy the banter. Hey, brother. I don't really see how it's biased. Like, let's say I'm biased, right? I'll admit to my bias because you want to keep calling me that. Cool. But what about everybody else? You get, like, so many different opinions on here. How could the show be biased? Maybe the host is biased. Isn't fucking, like, Charlemagne? Like, he's. I mean, I don't really know you could call Charlemagne biased.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody stands behind their champ. Yeah.
Uh-oh, look who's here. Would you look at that? Look who's here.
Who is here?
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
Oh.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't ya? You predict he's gonna beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com. That's for what you wish for. I want my UK callers to call in.
That's right, baby.
I'm there. No, I think perhaps we all have been played. You know, how true it is, I think, you know, if we maybe play with the idea of it, but Troy said last night he knows for a fact that Wilder signed to fight Brazil in May. So was this just all along? It's just been more hype for the fight in the future. I feel like we've all been caught in the net. We've all taken a bite of the, you know, the hook, and we've all been drawn in, and this has been the kind of the letdown or the reveal that, oh yeah, we're gonna have to wait a bit longer for this. I mean, I know Wilder said last night, you know, stick it up your ass and go fuck yourself with the offer, but I'm sure this is gonna happen down the line, but as and when, who knows? But yeah, I just think we need to maybe. Whether Troy's information is correct and Brazil is definitely next, just off the back of the caller in the cement mixer was saying, when do mandatories get fought before, you know, unifications? But maybe this is one of those cases.
Doggy, if you're Wilder, I would rather pay Brazil step aside money. Like, let me tell you why. What do you get out of beating Brazil except a comparison to Joshua? And yes, yes, maybe that's a good thing, but it could also be a bad, dangerous thing. You know, you may not get him out of there in the same fashion or in better fashion, whatever it is.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean,
it just doesn't do anything for me, man. I need a better name than that, Brazil.
I mean, look, but yo, Rob, don't you feel like this shit's just been, see, now I just had like, you know, like a moment where I'm just thinking like, is this has just been the letdown plan all along? Like, I'm going to face this guy. I'm going to face the other guy. Obviously, Wilder wants to fight more than AJ's camp. But like, I feel like this has just been a plan B and shit.
Obviously.
You're right. Yeah. Obviously.
Why are you kidding?
He still believes in AJ, the poor kid.
I mean, I do. Like I say, if this is a big plan, then it's, look, you get Brazil out of the way. We'll get Povetkin out of the way.
Oh, Will. I love when they talk like they're all part of the camp.
Well, that's what I'm fucking like thinking now. Like, what the fuck?
I'm just playing out a theory. If that is the case.
Conspiracy theory, bro.
Yeah, if we've all been done and sucked into it, and this has been kind of the idea all along, then yeah, that is it. We're going to fight Povetkin. You get your Mando out of the way, and let's build this fight into an even bigger one. I don't know. I just feel like we've been had, and
gotcha.
There's so much from either camp. One thing contradicts another. The other one says it's not true. The other one says it is true. I don't know. And then just little snippets of information we're hearing. Like I say, whether Troy's correct and his information is really good.
Yo, Rob, it's so sad that you're consistently on this one less than a minute call so far have referred or referenced Troy and his imaginary source. Okay? You don't even know who Troy is. Is he even a reporter? For his source to be legit? For you to even consider it? Who is that man?
Does he have to be a reporter? Does he have to be a reporter? Could he know someone in the gym?
I mean, the source.
Can he at least give you that backstory and say, well, I go to a gym, I won't say where, and that's how but you're telling me a guy calls in and says, I know for a fact, but I can't say. And by the way, my name is Troy from Baltimore. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Yeah.
You want me to get the fuck out of it?
You literally. That's a phrase in the United States. Like, I don't buy that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not necessarily buying it. I'm saying if there's truth.
You're selling it.
Listen, I will back your theory with this, right? We had another caller, Donald from Richmond. He knew the Gerald Washington fight with Wilder was happening because he goes to that gym. He spars at that gym. He even told me personally, like, bro, while Gerald Washington told me he's getting a fight, I can't say nothing. I said, cool. And then it happened. But yeah. So the same could happen for Troy, but Troy didn't say any of those backstory facts. He didn't show pictures with Gerald Washington. Like, this is some guy named Troy who's obviously an AJ fan, okay? We both know he's an AJ fan, okay?
Yeah, he calls, it doesn't matter that it's Troy.
No, he's Troy the AJ fan who says that Luis Ortiz is old, but that Vladimir Klitschko is not. Yet Vladimir is the one retired, which usually equals out to being old. I mean, come on, bro. Like, you gotta, but nothing. Like, let's be careful who we quote here.
Let me finish my call.
Oh, I'm not gonna cut you off. I'm just saying, let's be careful who we quote here because I could go to Boxing News 24 and quote anything from one of those fake writers. They're not even real people. None of those writers on Boxing News 24 ever go to a fight. They all got fake names. Like, you can't believe that shit.
Let's just say Vladimir and Ortiz are both the same age, 43. Let's just say. But there's only one of them that dominated the division for 10 years, right?
You're right.
Yeah, and there's only one of them that had a 10-year professional career, too. Is that right?
Yeah, I know.
You know what, though? No. You know what? Since you want to go that route, I guess the Luis Ortiz got to the top of his division quicker than Vladimir.
All I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Is you're discrediting Klitschko and forgetting what he's done in the sport.
Negative. I've never discredited him. No, but I am being honest. He had 18 months or more layoff. He was coming off of an embarrassing loss, and he brought a vacant title to the table. Like, all that is fact.
Yeah, that's fact. I'm just saying you're kind of just lumping him in. People are saying Ortiz is old, and what, Vladimir isn't?
Was he not? Did he not get tired in the fifth round? Did AJ not shit the bed and couldn't get Vladimir out of in the fifth round when he showed signs of being old?
No. Everything you're saying is true. Is regarding like the, I'm just saying, if you're gonna,
it's the same thing. And I can be unbiased and say, look, Wilder, right? Luis Ortiz showed his age. He had Wilder out in the seventh and couldn't finish him.
Yeah. But I just, like I say, playing conspiracy theorist and thinking about if the Brazil story is true, and obviously was perfecting the fight all along, just have we've all been had. That's just what I'm wondering.
I don't think that's the case, Rob. I just think, like any good businessman, they both had backup plans.
That's exactly what it was, man. Yeah, everybody had a hey.
The only thing is that you believe one side, and I believe another side.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
that's it.
And I think you tried to say it yesterday. Let's not forget the WBA have come in and
yeah, they're the ones to blame.
Messed the whole thing up. And they're the ones to blame. Yesterday, it all turned into the blame game, and the WBA kind of got forgotten in all of this story. So,
is that no one wants to blame the WBA? They prefer to blame Wilder. His resume, the 40 bums, Joshua, he's scared, Eddie Hearn. Like, it sounds better to blame everyone else than the real people we should be focusing our anger on. But listen, we were wrapping up. This time I am going to cut you. Like Rob Lane, I got to go. See you later, alligator. This has been another not spontaneous because we're doing morning shows every day. We're trying to get them at 8 a.m. Between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m., you should be having them. So don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us get to 76K. Make it a great day. Hit the thumbs up, future, present, past. Don't forget, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. It's absolutely free. If you listen to us on TuneIn or Stitcher, drop us a review there. We're on iHeart. Drop us a review there. Share the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And again, hit that notification bell because we will be back. I'm doing shows all day, every day. We working. You know what we doing. Doomsday's got to go, but we'll be back. I am NessGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
And you can find me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, or on IG, Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon. A lot of content up there. Interviews with Wilder, interviews with other fighters. Check out the Border Wars series that we had if you want to see us punching each other in the face. And, yeah, we'll be back later.
Peace.
Adios.